the same hair.
What Nisha Skaria, a recent graduate from Texas, lacks in experience, she makes up for with enthusiasm.
So I'm hoping within these 2 years, I can just get them more excited about learning in general, maybe not just English, but to pursue their education a little bit more actively.
Skaria and 17 others are the first Peace Corps volunteers in Indonesia in 45 years. The U.S. Government Assistance Program places teachers and development workers in communities in developing nations. Anti-American protests in the 1960s forced the Peace Corps out of the country.
Allah Akbar!
Today, anti-American sentiment still exists in Indonesia, driven in part by Islamic groups critical of U.S. policy in the Middle East. But with the election of President Barack Obama, who lived in Jakarta as a child, the U.S. has put more emphasis on supporting democratic development in Indonesia. Anies Baswedan, the president of Paramadina University in Jakarta, says the best way to do this is through educational assistance.
If the U.S. is interested in making sure Indonesia is successful democracy, put priority on education.
The Peace Corps here also seeks to increase understanding between the Islamic world and America. The volunteers live with families and try to become part of the community where they live. Travis Blumling says playing sports like volleyball has helped him feel accepted. Before coming to Indonesia, he was concerned that as an American, he might not be welcomed in a Muslim community.
However, I couldn't have been more wrong. They've allowed me to enter their house. I join them in their Muslim meetings. I join them with fasting, and I even entered the mosque.
His teaching partner, Hadi Perwanto, says while Blumling is well-liked among his peers, there is criticism that he is trying to implement change too quickly.
Memang kadang-kadang ada juga yang mengkritisi, tapi justru sebagai motivasi.
We had teachers complaining about that, but we try to look at the bright side, because with Travis here, we can learn from his discipline.
Blumling and Skaria say they have much to learn about Indonesian life and language, but as they become more involved in the community, the cultural differences become less important. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.